Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Hellett. Well, the Republican presidential campaigns have moved from Iowa, where Mitt Romney eked out an 8-vote victory over Rick Santorum, to New Hampshire, which holds its primary next week. Michelle Bachmann has dropped out of the race, but Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, John Hutsman, Ron Paul still in the mix. And following the Paul campaign in New Hampshire is the Courier-Journal's James Carroll. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks for having me. Hello from New Hampshire, where there is not a, almost not a smidgen of snow.
Well, that's good news for you, I'm sure.
It makes it a lot easier to get around, that's for sure.
Where exactly are you in New Hampshire?
We're at in an airplane hangar at Nashua Airport right now in southern New Hampshire, where Congressman Paul and Senator Paul are scheduled to appear at about 2 o'clock here for a campaign rally, and the airplane hangar is filling up, and the stage is set. They've got a sort of a preset stage with a backdrop and everything, and they're ready to rock.
Well, as you well know, here in Kentucky and in Indiana, we've been pretty much spared the presidential primary campaign blitz that early states like New Hampshire and Iowa endure every 4 years. We got a little taste of it in 2008, I guess, with Obama and Clinton. But what's it like up there to be invaded by presidential politics? Must be interesting, just the act of watching TV.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the joke is that you can pretty much stand on some street corners in Manchester and watch the candidates walk by or come by. They're sort of crisscrossing the state rather furiously because they're going to vote on Tuesday. I already spotted the Romney bus just randomly this morning, and I'm surprised I haven't bumped into anybody else yet, but it's early. But it is. It's the state is in a high state of obviously excitement and interest. This is a for people interested in American politics, this is sort of like being in Disney World.
As you said, you're following the Ron Paul campaign. He finished a solid third in Iowa. Is he seeing similar support up there among the younger, I guess, so-called anti-establishment folks who got behind him in Iowa?
It appears so. Based on this crowd I'm looking at right now is I would say predominantly young. I was just talking to some people before we went on the air, and they're very much excited about his policies. Both economic policies and foreign policies. It appears that he has a similar level of support. The Rasmussen poll just came out in New Hampshire today, still showing former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who, of course, was a neighbor and owns a house on Lake Winnipesaukee here in New Hampshire. He has 42% of vote, 42% of support among likely voters next Tuesday. And Paul is second. But it's a distant second with 18%. And then that's followed fairly closely now by Rick Santorum, who, of course, pulled off a surprise and basically a tie in Iowa. He's got 13% here in New Hampshire. And Hutsman has moved up to 12%, so it's kind of tightly bunched. And Newt Gingrich is back at 8%. He seems to be fading here in New Hampshire.
Been a real seesaw for the Gingrich campaign, it seems.
It's really, I think he had something like close to 22% not many weeks back here in New Hampshire. So his support is basically sliding over into other camps. And of course, Hutsman, who's putting all his chips, I guess is the best way to put it, all his chips on the table here in New Hampshire, he really has to do something significant here. And he is moving up in the polls. Romney's so far out ahead, it's going to be mainly, it looks like at this point, an interpretation of what second means.
Now, Senator Rand Paul, prominent in his dad's campaign?
He campaigned with him in Iowa, and he has plans to do the same here in New Hampshire. He will be with, as I mentioned earlier, he'll be with his father here at this rally in Nashua. They have another event over at the University of New Hampshire this evening. Obviously showing a little family solidarity here. A lot of political observers can't help but think that given Rand Paul's youth and his father's efforts at having done this several times, that maybe the torch is going to be passed to the Tea Party contingent of the Republican Party, which Ron Paul represents, and it'll be passed to Rand Paul, and that maybe this is sort of Rand Paul's early look at New Hampshire and New Hampshire's early look at him. We shall see. But that's what some people are certainly commenting on.
Well, he's hinted at the idea of a possible presidential run, hasn't he?
Say again?
So Rand Paul has hinted at the possibility that he might run for president someday.
Well, he hinted at it earlier this year when his father hadn't yet completely fully committed to it, or I should say last year, 2011. He doesn't shy away from saying it may be something in the future. So, of course, that just gets all the political chattering class all excited because somebody isn't actually disavowing their interest in the White House. They're actually admitting that they have that interest. So, but of course, it's a long way to 2016, and I know people will get angry just even hearing the word, hearing the numbers 2016 when we haven't even gotten through 2012 yet.
That's right. Have you seen Rick Perry there?
No, Perry seems to have a few signs, literally a few signs that Rick Perry's campaign has flopped down on the highways here. But Perry is concentrating his effort on South Carolina, where he hopes to build a firewall against Romney. He sees the numbers up here in New Hampshire, and this just doesn't look like friendly territory to him. I believe Perry will be here for there are two debates in New Hampshire this weekend, one on Saturday night and one on Sunday morning. And, of course, those will have national exposure, so it would be in Perry's best interest to obviously be here, and I believe he is going to be at both of those debates. But other than that, it'll be a quick in and out of New Hampshire.
What are your plans? Are you staying through election night?
So I'm going to be here for a few days, follow the falls around, and then I'll probably be monitoring the results back in Washington by Tuesday.
All right, Jim Carroll of the Courier-Journal speaking to us from New Hampshire this afternoon. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.